Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know, truly being part of the conversation. I really want you to be, you know, part of the conversation. In the next hour, we're going to start unpacking some of this Democrat dementia. Not that it's new. But I want you to think about, you know, they haven't, I hate to use this term, but I know many of you will get it. Donald Trump is almost like the Teflon Don, right? Remember him out of New York? They couldn't get anything to stick. The only difference here is that he's done nothing wrong. That's why they can't get anything to stick, because they've done nothing wrong. You know, whether it was impeachment and all these things that they had going on with him. Right? Peter Strzok, again, out, saying he sure the Russians, him and Schiff, the two of them need psychiatric care. Now, Schiff is guilty as treason, as far as I'm concerned. Right? Didn't Schiff say over and over and over again, I have laid my eyes on the evidence that proves that Trump and Russia colluded? Never saw anything. So if he's holding back the evidence, right, then he's committing treason, is he not? Now we're talking, Schiff now wants, he's got a new whistleblower. Ooh. Right? Claiming suppression from the DOJ of information that would have tied him to Schiff. Dan Rather says of the Atlantic story, that doesn't matter whether it's true or not, because Trump could do something like that. See, the truth is, that's why I keep telling you, truth doesn't matter to these people anymore. Whatever they perceive should be truth is what is truth, not the real stuff. April Ryan, now she's claiming that the International Criminal Court should investigate and prosecute Trump.
Nobody else before, though.
Sure, he's committed crimes. Right, Chris Cuomo? Blame Trump for Nancy Pelosi's salon visit. I mean, this is Trump derangement syndrome. This is Trump derangement syndrome. Joe Biden.
The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump.
What news network is it? It's not even a news network. How much dope is he smoking? Come on, honest. Governor Whitmer. You know, walls don't work. You can't build walls. Walls don't work. You know what she's doing? She's building a wall around her house. And then, though a touchy subject, I don't really care because the bottom line, lying is lying. You know, I don't know why we do this. We allow people in positions of authority to get away with lying because, you know, we don't want them to feel bad. They've been through a lot. But the original story about Joe Biden and his wife and kid, wife and daughter dying, right? And his two kids who were hurt. I mean, horrific thing. Don't get me wrong. Terrible, horrific thing. But the judge that oversaw the investigation, because originally they said the driver of the truck that killed them was drunk. It's terrible. You know what's terrible about it? That his wife and daughter died. That is terrible. His two kids, his two boys were hurt. Terrible. The driver wasn't drunk. The driver had to live with that, had slash has to have lived with that for years, for decades. The judge has finally come out. Others have come out and said, that's not a true statement. That driver was not drunk. That Joe's wife veered out of his lane and the driver tried to avoid her. Now, again, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. Don't get me wrong. This is not what this story's about. Or it's not why I'm bringing it up. Biden has a history of lying. Why is that? They blame President Trump. They like to put it on him all the time. But the reality is they're the ones that are known for. Time after time. Schiff. Clinton. When does it stop? Oh, it's not going to. I shouldn't say that. Excuse me. Stupid question. Forgive me. It's not going to stop. We know it's not going to stop. Right? But when do we start ignoring them? That's what I want to know. Right? Really that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. So, you know, I've been very critical of BLM. And the biggest reason I've been critical, or mostly, is because they don't stand for the black community. Maybe they did when they started, I don't know. But as they have progressed, you know that word that they love so much, what are they actually doing for the black community? Are they pushing for better education? Are they pushing for safer cities? What are they actually doing other than collecting money and going out and burning down more places? That's what I want to know. Our cities are on fire. Their citizens are under attack. The houses of worship are being raided. And livelihoods of the inner city blacks are being destroyed. Right? Where is the upside here? Help me. You know, maybe I'm just too dull. Or in this case, overeducated to really understand what's happening. It's just nuts. So again, I say to you, you know, when you look at what's going on, when you're trying to figure out, you know, is it a good thing, is it a bad thing? Because all we see them doing is destroying cities. We'll get more insight. I saw this article written. I'm not telling you who it is. When you come back, you'll find out. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, part of this, because look at, if you're not talking about it, if you're not getting the information, you're not getting informed, then you can't be part of the solution. You really can't. And, you know, check everybody out. I know you guys, we've had this conversation before. You trust me, that's great. I appreciate that. But you know what? I don't have all the answers, and I make mistakes, which is why I bring on people that really, you know, they have their hands in it, if you would. They have a clue. They know what's going on. Anyhow, I've asked Kevin McGarry to join me. He's an entrepreneur, author, public speaker, Talk about the area of civic engagement. Kevin serves as the chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California and is an executive with the Douglass Leadership Institute and the North Star Leadership PAC. He recently wrote a piece, that is there a non-Marxist alternative to Black Lives Matter? Kevin, welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you for having me, Joe. It's an honor and a privilege to be here again, so thank you for having me.
Well, I enjoy it. I enjoy that you're very open and upfront about stuff. You know, a lot of people want to hang back. They're afraid to talk about stuff. But until we get it out on the table, there's no way to find a solution. There's no way to really deal with it unless we're willing to get it out there on the table, correct?
That's exactly right, man. That's exactly right. And right now, what we have on the table is a lot of violence, hatred, riots, and a lot of people getting jacked because they just happen to be enjoying a meal or trying to get a drink with a friend,
yep.
And they happen to have a little less melanin in their skin than, let's say, I would have. So.
Well, before we get, I don't know if you've been listening, I've been tragedy. Talking about this a lot too, but before we really get into the meat of this, what I want to ask you is the very top question, which is, this is not helping the cause. The violence, and I don't believe that these people that are doing the violence, I don't believe they're really representing the black community. So let's just get that straight to begin with. But the violence is not helping to fix anything, is it?
Well, no. The violence is what, you know, your agitators at the top pay for. So a lot of these, so let's put everything in proper context, okay? You had a lot of folks sitting at home not getting any pay for a period of time. Some people were getting some form of unemployment, perhaps. Some people got a little bit of money from Trump at the beginning of this pandemic. But then you had a lot of people that were just anxious and excited sitting at home. And then now somebody knocks on the door and says, hey, you want to go and tear up the streets? We'll give you, you know, $25 an hour. You know, and that's, you know, $1,000-$1,500 a week. So a lot of these folks were young people who were really didn't have a whole lot going on, especially during this pandemic, and they're getting paid pretty well to just go out and agitate and you know, wreak havoc on the cities. And so so it's not representative at all, in my opinion, of what the black community needs, but it is representative of the wishes of the people who are cutting the checks. This is
right.
What they want and need to do, is to sow discord, create riots, violence, intimidate people where they don't feel comfortable even, you know, saying which side they're on or even going out enjoying a meal with a friend or whatever the case may be. So it's and it's really, really tragic. I mean, we see the streets of America now turning into something more representative of Kosovo or, you know, one of the other war torn areas.
It's funny you say that, because I was talking to somebody earlier today. I said, you know, back in the 70s when I was a kid, this is what you saw on Middle Eastern television, if you would. You know, you saw the cities looking like this. And to see it here in America, you're going, wait a minute, there's something drastically wrong with this picture. But, you know, you and I are very much on the same page when it comes to life and the protection of life. And I'm surprised. I love what you got going here. And I'm surprised if you're not getting more pushback on your every Black Lives Matter organization.
Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit about this and how it came about, Joe. The name of the organization is Every Black Life Matters.
Okay.
And if you go to everyblm.com or .org, you can get access to the website. All of our missions, goals, visions are there. The way it came about is because what we realized is, per Don Lemon's conversation that he had with Terry Crews, that, you know, Don Lemon said, look, you know, bottom line is BLM is strictly about police brutality, period. And if somebody wants to start some other organization that goes more into the other phases of black life, God bless them to do that. I took that to heart. I said, you know what? He's right. I mean, if BLM is strictly narrowly focused on police brutality, certainly there's much more to all phases of black life than just police brutality. From the womb unto natural death, we have, you know, different types of peril, especially in the womb these days. And so we're standing up for black life from conception until natural death. And that means that we are going after all of the, the diabolical types that would try to prevent, black births, that would try to prevent equal learning opportunities via educational choice, that would try to prevent fathers from being inside the home, that would try to prevent, a lot of the things that would really help and support black life. And unfortunately, Black Lives Matter is actually aligned with a lot of the forces that are aligned with trying to prevent, positive black life. And so it's really kind of an ironic thing.
Because people don't read. People don't pay attention. I know you've been through this, but if you go look at the About Us or the About Me or whatever it's called there for Black Lives Matter, they tell you exactly what they're wanting to do. They're telling you exactly how they want to tear apart the nuclear family and where they're going with everything. That doesn't help the black community at all, does it?
No, it actually hurts the black community. So when you say that you're all about a Marxist revolution here in America, anybody who has been around Marxism, socialism, communism knows that those with the lowest skills and lowest educational levels are the ones who are precipitously the ones at the bottom rung of any Marxist society. They're the first ones to die of starvation, typically. How is that going to help black lives if we actually make the United States a Marxist country? How is it going to help black lives in any way by taking mothers out of the home?
We got to go for a quick break because we believe in capitalism here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Kevin when we come back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put together another potential stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican saying,
secures federal unemployment benefits, sends more than $100 billion to keep kids safe in school,
helps parents with child care, helps families afford expenses.
President Trump admitted in March that he always wanted to play it down regarding the seriousness of the COVID-19 threat to the United States. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci on his conversations with the president.
When we would be speaking to the president, we'd talk about the cold facts. He would get them. You know, often he would want to, you know, make sure that the country doesn't get down and out about things. But I don't recall anything that was any gross distortion in things that I spoke to him about.
Fauci speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her and she kissed.
Joe, see your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Mr. Butter, as my wife calls him. I'm Joe, see your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, my guest is Kevin McGarry, and he's an entrepreneur and author and a public speaker in the area of civic engagement. Kevin serves as the chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Kevin, I think I was playing with you last time you were here saying, there's actually a Frederick Douglass Foundation in California? How did you do that?
Yeah, well, we have several chapters across the United States, and I have the California chapter, have now had it for over 9 years, I think 10 years now. And we are the Frederick Douglass Foundation. We are a conservative GOP-based chapter based on the life and legacy of Frederick Douglass. And, we're here. I mean, we're standing up for righteousness, truth, justice. You know, the whole bit. We're working with churches, and especially our multi-ethnic, multicultural churches, and helping them to come along with just embracing the Bible and trying to get them civically engaged based on not personality, not political party, but just get civically engaged based on the Bible. If we can just do that, all of our, you know, a lot of our problems would be solved.
Well, you know, listen, you and I are on the same page with this stuff, and I keep telling people, this is not a black and white battle. This is not a battle as you see in the street. This is a spiritual battle. And the only way you're really going to deal with this, I mean, look at what's going on around us. To your point, you Christians, you need to get off the couch, you need to come out of the closet, and frankly, you need to get off your knees because God's already given you the tools to go fix this, or to go, you know, work this, if you would. And, you know, Kevin and the work that he's doing is helping these people understand, and I don't care if these people are white or black or brown or whatever, to understand that this, again, there is a way out of this, right?
There is a way out. One of the best ways that we as Christian Americans can come out of the riots in the streets and a lot of the things that we're seeing right now is, first of all, to actually get civically engaged. We've been so maligned and confused about getting involved in the political realm that we have tens of millions of Christians. And this is a real indictment, and it just gets me every time I have to say it. But over 40 million, some estimates 54, up to 54 million Christians that are voting age that do not cast a vote. Now, this does not make God happy. Why do I say that? Well, read Exodus 18, 20 through 26 or something like that, where basically God demands, he commands Jethro to tell Moses how to have people vote on a representative government. And he commands everyone to vote and to participate in this process. God doesn't change. That command is still there. We are supposed to get civically involved. The reason why our streets are chaotic and riotous and violent, and we have all of these people at the top as mayors and governors that are treating us like chattel and exercising tyrannical control over us, is because we, as the body of Christ, have not taken our positions and voted according to the word of God. Now, if we would just do that, we can turn America around almost overnight. And we have a great opportunity to do that coming up in just less than 60 days. I'm praying that if we can get 20, 30, 40 more million people in this voting process and actually have them vote the word of God, that we can actually turn things around in a big way.
Now, you know, Kevin, you know what you're going to hear from mainstream Christians, right? Doesn't do any good to vote because, you know, God's will is going to get done no matter what, and it really doesn't matter who I vote for. You know, I deal with that with the people I speak with on a regular basis. And I said, you know, so do you...
Yeah, not... God, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The thing that gets me, though, is that God didn't make us to just be sort of resigned to whatever happens. I mean, you know, give us, you know, here in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Does that mean that God promised he's going to give us our daily bread. We can just kick it at the house and wait for the groceries to show up at the front door. No, it doesn't happen like that, folks. Everybody knows it doesn't happen like that. Now, that's a promise. That's what we're supposed to be praying. That's something that God said that he would commit to. But yet again, it doesn't happen that way, does it? So let's stop the preening and trying to be sort of elitist and above the fray and saying, well, I don't have to vote because it's, you know, it's kind of beneath me. This is why your children, your grandchildren, our streets are being destroyed, is because we have abdicated our responsibility as Christians in this United States. And God is sending us a message, I believe, right now, and he's saying, wake up, church. You're not going to be a unified body. And we're not going to come together in unity if we can't even do one thing, one simple thing together on this awesome country that we're provided, and that's the privilege of voting.
Yeah, and you know, people have realized, look, God allowed us to have this place, right? He allowed us to govern ourselves, and what are we doing? We're relegating, you know, the best line that I've heard on this show was from Sam Sorbo, and she said, I don't understand how you Christian parents... You get these gifts from God. They're called children. They're supposed to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. And you send them to Caesar to be educated. All right? And,
yeah.
Christian, I'm telling you, I see it. I'm in that arena. And, you know, Christians need to step up, take their proper places in education and proper places in government as well. And they don't do it. And I want to hit that verse that you were talking about, Exodus 18:21. It says, moreover, you shall select all the people, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them to be rulers over 1,000, rulers over hundreds, rulers over 50s, and rulers over 10s. Which means you're supposed to select your school board members, your city council members, your state representatives, and your federal representatives. So if God didn't want you involved in politics, people, if he didn't want you voting, he would have said, hey, on election day, sit on a couch, grab a Pepsi. I got this. Right?
Right. And if you continue to read until and where he says, and do this as God commands.
Mm-hmm.
See that? I think it's probably around 46.
Yeah. No, I hear you, but I have so many people, it just frosts me to no end, Kevin, when they say, you know, no,
yeah.
we should be involved in politics. And they've even taken it to the point, go back to what we originally started talking about, where they think abortion is a political issue. It's like, are you, really? Are you serious? See, you laughing too.
So, here's, you want me to give you a voter guide
for
people who have not voted before and who are maybe... going to vote this time. and they just don't know which party. What I tell people is, look, don't try to figure it out. This is a very, very critical vote. Here's what you do. First of all, forget the people that are running as far as for president. You know, you got personalities on both sides. They all have their reasons. What you want to vote for is just vote in alignment with the Word of God. And then people say, well, how do I do that? I just say, look at Genesis 1. In Genesis 1, God created the heavens and the earth. God set everything in its foundations and put everything in motion. God then created man. Then he created wife. He called them a family. Then he created children. He says, be fruitful and multiply. God did all of that. That is the character of God. So, vote for the party that, first of all, esteems and extols God as the God of creation, not the party that says, you know what, we can control all of the environment. We can actually control it because there is no God. That's the party you want to stay away from. Vote for the one vote for the party or the people that believes that there are two biological species created by God. Not 140, not 160, two. Then you vote for the people that esteem and respect life that God creates. So he so intricately weaves the hairs and on everybody's head, even in the womb. Jeremiah 1:5.
Right.
And Psalms 20, vote for that party. So forget the people, just vote in alignment with God's word and we'll be fine. And so, what I tell people, just vote, just declare independent and cast that vote. If you're not sure which party, cast the vote based on Genesis. That tells you everything you need to know about God's world and plan.
No, I'm
am I right?
Yeah, no, you're 100% on. I do tweak a little bit from there, and I say, look, if God said that he knew you before you were in your mom's womb, that means you have some value to him.
Uh-huh.
That's number one. Number two, he says he has a plan for everybody. Who are you to stop God's plan from being unfolded? And that's what you're doing when you get into the abortion situation. Look, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Great.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with you. Listen, if you want text alerts on the show, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Check out the show. You know, we're live all over the place, really. And we pick up a bunch of stations in Northern California. We'll tell you about that later. TV stations up in Northern California on America's Uncensored News Network, and they're actually TV stations, people, so a lot going on there as well. Let me bring my guest best on. Kevin McGarry is with me. He's an entrepreneur, author, public speaker in the arena of civic engagement. Oh, my God, civic engagement? Kevin serves as chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation in California. Kevin, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me today.
Well, I just appreciate being back on here with you. You're such a great host, and really appreciate your subject matter. You're always standing for truth and righteousness and justice. It's always good to speak with people with such a zeal and a passion such as yours. So thank you for having me.
I appreciate that, Kevin. Thank you. I want you to get the message out for your organization, right? Every Black Life Matters, and it's people. It's everyblm.org, everyblm.org. Tell people what you're doing, how you're getting the message out there, how they can help you.
Yes, excellent. So we've all heard the commercials that say none of us have life until every black life matters. Well, we take it at a level even more granular than that. Every black life can't matter unless every black, black lives can't matter until every black life matters. So we're the next, you know, holistic segment that we really, really need to address to get to the issues of the black community. And so we have our website, and the types of things that we're going to be most concerned with are, we are standing up for, you know, the righteousness in the womb. I mean, there are too many black babies being purposely exterminated. Planned Parenthood came out as a systemically racist organization, Planned Parenthood New York, three weeks ago. And that means that somebody needs to be protesting that systemically racist organization by their own admission. So we are going to be holding rallies and marches to Planned Parenthoods across the country, because we all are supposed to be standing against systemic racism, I thought. So we're going to do it. And it is systemically racist to target black babies for extermination, according to Margaret Sanger. We don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negroes. Margaret Sanger's a word. So now we're going to hold Planned Parenthood and all of their adherents, which would mean any parties and any people in those parties that support that systemically racist organization. So that's the first initiative. The second initiative is, we are going to stand up for educational choice for all of our children, of all communities, but especially in black communities, because too many children in black communities are not given educational choice. You can't go to charter schools, you can't go there. They're basically relegated to public schools, and they're being spoon-fed this sort of anti-American and sort of diabolical curriculum that really is not healthy for communities or for homes or for any individuals. So we are going to stand with, black families for that. The additional thing that we're doing is, too many of our black babies are being slaughtered in these cities across the country via stray bullets. And it's a real shame, and my heart just breaks every time I hear of these parents who wake up and about to have a Saturday breakfast with their, you know, one-year-old or their toddler. You go into the room and a toddler's been shot overnight, and now they're faced with, you know, the trauma of that whole incident. Plus, nobody really has life insurance on it. You think that, you know, your kid is going to grow up and hopefully, you know, you're going to precede them in death. So nobody's really equipped to face that. So we're going to come alongside those families, provide them with emotional and financial support, and help them with GoFundMe and whatever it takes to make them whole, to make them get through this time in the season of loss. So we're going to be doing the work that Black Lives Matter just will not do. That's what
Yes. You know, this is one of the things I've been saying. If BLM was real, if they really cared about the black community, they should be in these communities protesting about the lack of education they're getting. They should be inundating the streets of Chicago and a few other places where black-on-black crime is, like, out of control. They should be occupying every Planned Parenthood in the country if they really cared about the black community. You know, I mean, again, it just drives me out of my mind. And I jokingly say, but seriously, you know, where is Sharpton, Jackson, and Obama when you have, you know, an 8-year-old child killed in the streets of Chicago over the weekend when he's just sitting on the front porch with his grandmother? This is just unheard of. You know, Kevin, when I was a kid, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the north end of Boston, a very heavy mafia area at the time, okay? And you know what? We didn't have kids miscellaneously shot in the street. We didn't have women that were raped or hit or beaten, because they knew better. Because, again, I'm not trying to glorify the mafia. Please don't take this out of context of what I'm saying. But there was an enforcement arm, if you would, in the area, that these things were not acceptable, even though those guys were into illegal stuff. So why haven't they taken back Chicago? Why haven't they taken back these streets? It makes me nuts, as you can tell.
It's just lack of will, lack of compassion. It's really callous on these other organizations' part, but every Black Life Matters is here. We're going to be doing this work. Again, please visit us, everyblm.org or .com. You will then be directed to our main website, which has an incredible store, all kinds of great swag, you know, mugs and caps and shirts and all kinds of beautiful stuff that you can get in support of us. And you can also donate there and really help us to come alongside these families and come alongside these communities as we provide services. So please do visit us. We, you know, we're on Facebook, Instagram, all the major platforms. So you can visit us on the platforms as well.
Let me get pseudo somewhat political with you. You know, we're seeing numbers all over the place. Like the Hispanic community now looks like, especially in, in Miami and other places, it looks like they're jumping and coming more and more in line with Donald Trump, which I think is kind of interesting, where the Dem Party right now is pushing the fact that they're not for minorities. The Donald Trump is doing absolutely nothing for minorities. The Black community as well, it looks like support for Donald Trump is growing in leaps and bounds.
That's right.
What are you feeling? What are you seeing?
No, I really feel that, and I've said this since the early part of this year, that Donald Trump will double his numbers at least in the Black community. And he was at 8% last time. I suspect it'll be somewhere around 20-25%, although a lot of the polls have it at up to 39-45%.
Yep.
I think it's probably less than that. It would be great if we could hold that number. But I think by Election Day, we're going to get at least 20-25%. As you know, there's no way Democrats can win with that amount of Blacks voting for another party. So it really is the death nail. I mean, if we're up at 12%, 12-15%, it's almost impossible for Democrats to win. So I don't really think this is going to be as close as the pundits, a lot of the pundits and a lot of the fake media are trying to say it's going to be as close. I think it really will be a landslide. But here's the issue. We need the church to arise and shine and wake up and get to the polls. Because if we can overwhelm the polls, there's no way that they can generate enough fake, doctored ballots to overcome the volume. You can't infuse a million or 2 million ballots in a particular state, and overcome. So we just have to do our part. If we do our part, it would be, we'll be doing the entire U.S. a service because, they'll have to announce the presidential winner the night of the election because it would be so overwhelming. And we won't see weeks of chaos in the streets because,
but Kevin, you've got to get that not just you, the rest of us too. I won't saddle you with the whole deal, but you've got to get the message out to the churches and these pastors who are afraid to open their mouths. You know, Franklin Graham came to California a couple of years back, and he traveled the state, and he appealed to the pastors, saying, look, you have got to train up people. You have to encourage your people to take their rightful place in these elected positions. And I don't know. It's some kind of force field that keeps these people from stepping out. But look, people, your kids are not going to get a godly education when you have heathens voting for people. If you don't get off the couch, if you don't get off your knees, if you don't register to vote and use the Bible as your ballot measure, your ballot book, if you would, you know, don't use the ballot book the county sends. They have to. Don't cast a vote for somebody who doesn't line up with the biblical principles. Don't do it.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense. Anyway. Yeah. Tell people to help, real quick, we've got about 20 seconds. Tell people how they can get in touch with you and help you out.
Please get in touch with us at everyblm.com or .org. And donate, support us. We love your support, and please visit our store as well. God bless you guys. Thanks again, Joe. It's a pleasure to have been here.
Pleasure having you on. Hey, guys, look, stay with me. I got a lot more coming up next hour. We're going to talk a lot about the Dem dementia, and there's a lot of it. And I only bring people on. I want you to help. So check out the website. We'll put it up on our website. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. So,
all right.